Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at idioms that feature words about nature. These words aren't actually about nature, but just have words that are connected to it. So I'm going to give you 10 idioms and I'm going to start with this one. As fresh as a daisy, to be as fresh as a daisy. And this means to be feeling fresh and awake. Daisies are those beautiful flowers which have white petals and that yellow centre. An example sentence: I was exhausted after my flight, but after a long sleep, now I'm feeling fresh as a daisy, or as fresh as a daisy. The next idiom, out of the woods, to be out of the woods. And this means to be out of danger. If you are out of the woods, you are out of danger. Let's look at an example. The company may have received a loan from the bank, but they're not out of the woods yet. They're not out of danger. They're not out of the woods yet. So this sentence suggests that they were in a lot of trouble. Now they've received some help from the bank, but they still could be in trouble, even though they have received a loan. Next, the grass is always greener on the other side. This means that other people's situations seem better than yours. For example, I think I'd be happier living in the countryside, but maybe I'd be bored. It always seems as if the grass is greener on the other side. It always seems as though the situation is better for people with different circumstances or in different places. The next idiom, barking up the wrong tree. To be barking up the wrong tree. Literally, the idea here is that a dog is chasing after something, maybe a cat, but the cat is actually up a different tree. So the dog is barking, trying to scare the cat, but is barking up the wrong tree because the cat is up a different tree. So this means, metaphorically, to pursue the wrong path to get something. For example, if you think I'm going to lend you some money, you're barking up the wrong tree. In other words, you should not ask me because I'm not going to lend you any money. The fifth idiom is to hold out an olive branch. And this means to offer a reconciliation. To offer a reconciliation. For example, after years of not speaking to each other, Emily finally held out an olive branch to her father. So this suggests that maybe she spoke to her father, saying that it would be good if they started speaking again. She held out the olive branch. Okay, we're halfway through our list. Let's look at the next one. A late bloomer. A late bloomer is a person whose talents are not seen until later than usual. For example, the footballer didn't reach his potential until he was 25. He was a late bloomer. Next, to beat around the bush. To beat around the bush. And this means to avoid the main point about something. Maybe you talk about other things, but you don't talk about the most important point. For example, when she broke up with him, she didn't beat around the bush. She told him that the relationship wasn't working out, and that was it. She did not beat around the bush. She did not avoid the main point. Next, to have green fingers. If you have green fingers, it means that you really enjoy gardening. For example, my father never used to like gardening, but He has green fingers now. Two more to go. Here's the next one. To hit the hay. To hit the hay. And this means to go to bed. For example, it's been a long day, so I'm going to hit the hay. Hay is dried grass. We often see horses eating hay. And the final idiom, which uses nature words. To nip something in the bud. To nip something in the bud. And this means to stop doing something before it becomes problematic. For example, you are getting really bossy. You should nip that in the bud before someone gets offended. You should stop doing that before it gets problematic. Okay, so there you have 10 idioms that use nature words. I hope you found it interesting, and maybe you can try using them in your day-to-day English. So that's all for today's podcast. If you have any ideas for topics you would like me to talk about in these podcasts, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.